You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere. This is your WRJN Daily News Roundup for 99.9 FM and 1400 AM in Racine and 98.1 FM in Kenosha.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles with a quick news update. Microsoft is behind the proposed Caledonia data center near the Oak Creek Power Plant. It would help support its larger site in Mount Pleasant. The project needs a zoning change and comes after Microsoft boosted its Racine County investment to $7 billion. There's another public meeting in Caledonia tonight to discuss. You can go deeper on the financials of the story today at RacineCountyEye.com. A high swim risk advisory is posted for Lake Michigan beaches in Racine, Kenosha, and Milwaukee. Waves could reach up to 5 feet from this afternoon through tomorrow morning. Buc-ee's will open its first Wisconsin Travel Center around here after Oak Creek gave city approval of their 73,000-square-foot project. The company plans to cover $6 million in road upgrades, and they hope to start building this year. Representative Tom Tiffany is running for Wisconsin governor. In his statement, he says he plans to freeze taxes and protect farmland from China. He faces a GOP primary, including businessman Bill Berrien and Washington County executive Josh Showman. 8 people tied to a Mexican cartel were arrested in a Kenosha County retail theft ring. The Kenosha County Sheriff's Office says millions were stolen and funneled into drug and trafficking operations. And 4 former Kenosha Unified buildings are set to be torn down in a city redevelopment plan. Lincoln will be redeveloped into a school, while McKinley and Washington are coming down to make way for new projects. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
The Packers make roster moves. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with Sports NFL. Wide receiver Mecole Hardman won 3 Super Bowls when he's with the Kansas City Chiefs. But at age 27, he told me the NFL means not for long.
Whoever they draft and whoever they bring in, you know, that's their decisions. But as far as on my end or any other receiver, all we can do is come in and work hard and make plays. And, you know, whatever happens.
The Packers cut Hardman from the practice squad last night and replaced him with Jacoby Keeney-James, an undrafted rookie receiver out of UMass with 4.37 speed, who didn't make the cut in the Detroit Lions training camp. Baseball, the Brewers playing the Padres today in San Diego, trying to avoid the sweep. Last night, they lost 7-0 after new starter Bruce Zimmerman gave up a grand slam in the first inning.
Our fans probably don't watch it the same way I do, but he gave up an 87-mile-an-hour ground ball that had seeing eyes and got through the infield, and then he gave up a home run that's a home run in only one park in baseball.
That's Brewers manager Pat Murphy with Sports on Mike Clemens.
Making movies seems like a pretty good gig. Believe it or not, there are people who whine and moan about it, according to wrestler-turned-actor David Bautista. He told GQ he is getting older and more choosy about projects and says, quote, "I want to work with people I just love and respect because I love this business. I love filmmaking and the art, and if people don't want to be there, I don't want to be there with them." This was obviously before reviews for his new film, Afterburn, came out. If you're looking for something to rent that you might have forgotten about or never got around to seeing, check out a film that's climbing the HBO charts. 2011's The Sitter is more or less a remake of the Elizabeth Shue 80s comedy Adventures in Babysitting, albeit a more foul-mouthed and raunchy one. Jonah Hill and Sam Rockwell star in the film that critics say might be worth a revisit. If you're wondering why it was forgotten about, it could be because it received a 22% on Rotten Tomatoes, but it does have Sam Rockwell. It's worth checking out, as sometimes history is kind to comedies. Well, that was fast. Jimmy Kimmel is back. ABC announced Monday that Jimmy Kimmel Live will return, with his first day back on the air being Tuesday, September 23rd. Turns out being suspended for an indefinite amount of time meant about a week. Disney faced protests from viewers and fans of the company, which included celebrities Martin Short and Tom Hanks, who have created very successful characters for the Mouse House. They teamed with the American Civil Liberties Union, according to Variety. The ACLU called the move to suspend Jimmy a blow to free speech. Disney CEO Bob Iger said bringing back Jimmy Kimmel Live was in the best interest of Disney and ABC. As of this writing, drama manufacturers Nexstar and Sinclair Broadcasting, owners of many of the ABC affiliates, say they won't air Kimmel's return, so the struggle continues. Sometimes it's not as fun to watch big movies at home as it can be in the theater. That's not going to stop people from checking out the latest superhero film to drop on the streamers. Fantastic Four First Steps is now available on various platforms to stream, which gives people like me lots of options of how not to watch. But for those of you who are huge MCU fans, check out out this pretty well-reviewed flick now in your living room as of yesterday. Mariska Hargitay has played Olivia Benson for over 25 years on Law & Order SUV, but it was almost a much shorter run. She was nearly let go after season 3 due to an incident involving alcohol. It's not what you think. Hargitay says she had a few glasses of wine with her hairstylist and requested a pixie cut. What she thought was a really cool cop haircut almost got her fired from the show. It's a good thing she didn't go with the custard nut. Google it. It's funny. For more showbiz fun, tune into Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Mostly cloudy for today, a slight chance of a shower, and a high in the upper 60s to 70. More clouds around for tonight, again a slight shower chance. Lows in the upper 50s. And a mix of sun and clouds for tomorrow, highs in the low 70s. Currently at 62 degrees.
That's your WRJN Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at WRJN.com. The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.